This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. Two people are dead after an early morning shooting in North Colorado Springs. The cops were called to a residence near Dublin and Flint Ridge around 5 this morning. Two people were found dead at the scene. So far, there's no word on any arrest. An investigation is ongoing. The Otero County Sheriff's Office is looking for an escaped inmate who's believed to be armed. 38-year-old Ronald Collier fled from the Arkansas Valley Regional Medical Center in La Junta yesterday. Authorities say he overpowered a security officer and took off running. Collier may be in a stolen white Dodge Grand Caravan that has a 9mm firearm under the seat. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. A man is accused of breaking into a home in Colorado Springs and exposing himself to a child. The scene unfolded around 8:20 last night on Wimbledon Court and Lexington Drive. Police say a man entered the home through an unlocked door and exposed himself to a minor before taking off. 31-year-old Cole Cordova was later found and arrested. He's charged with attempted sexual assault of a child and indecent exposure. A crash last night in Pueblo involving a stolen vehicle left two people dead and two others in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. According to the Pueblo Police Department, officers observed a white sedan traveling west on Northern Avenue around midnight. Then they saw the vehicle again a short time later, traveling at a high rate of speed further down Northern Avenue. The vehicle then collided head-on with a truck that was turning north onto the 1200 block of Beulah Avenue from eastbound Northern Avenue. After investigating the scene, officers learned the white sedan was an unreported stolen vehicle and was driving without headlights. According to the Pueblo Police Department, there were three people in the stolen white sedan. Two of them were pronounced dead at the scene by responding emergency personnel. The third occupant of the stolen vehicle and the driver of the truck were taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The man accused of the deadly dorm room shooting at UCCS is incompetent to stand trial, according to state psychologists. The prosecution is asking for a second competency evaluation to be completed. Last month, the defense team for Nicholas Jordan, the suspected shooter, requested a competency exam for their client. They said he couldn't help them in his own defense. If Jordan is deemed incompetent to stand trial, then he may never face the consequences for the double murder they accuse him of committing. For now, Jordan will stay in the custody of the state hospital until the next appropriate steps in his case can be figured out. Fighting fentanyl here in Colorado Springs, it was a topic of a town hall meeting last night with School District 11.
I think that our kids can be not shielded necessarily, but made aware of what's out there. And I think that's imperative of us as citizens to be able to help the kids be aware of those things.
That's Mimi Hall, a health teacher at Colorado Military Academy, who attended last night's event. She said it's crucial for parents and teachers to have an open dialogue with the kids about the dangers of fentanyl. DA Michael Allen hosted the town hall and provided information about the dangers of the drug, signs of overdose, and resources available for both prevention and support. His goal is to raise awareness and to get people talking about the issue. In 2023, nearly 3.5 million fentanyl pills were seized just in the Rocky Mountain region alone. And finally, Roku is revealing another security breach. Matt Mattinson has more.
The company announced Friday that around 576,000 accounts were compromised. It was apparently discovered while Roku was notifying customers from a previous breach, which affected about 15,000 accounts earlier this year. Roku noted that unauthorized purchases were made in less than 400 cases, but sensitive data was not accessible. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado today. Temperatures have been 70s and even some low 80s across the eastern plains will gradually cool into the 60s after sunset around Colorado Springs this evening. We'll bottom out in the 30s and 40s overnight tonight. The weekend brings temperatures back up into the 70s to low 80s along and east of I-25 with some gusty winds from Pueblo south into the eastern plains triggering red flag warnings on Saturday. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.